This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some people in Racine and Kenosha counties had to take cover again last night after more tornado warnings. A possible sighting was reported in Elkhorn, although that's being investigated. The National Weather Service does say an EF1 tornado hit Waterford Tuesday night. Officials are still checking whether another tornado touched down in Kenosha County. Flooding is still a concern and more rain is expected tomorrow. A flood watch is in effect through this afternoon, and the Fox River in Kenosha County and the Root River Canal in Racine County are both under warnings. There are a few power outages, but not many. If your kid or grandkid has a sports game planned outdoors in the next few days, you might want to check and see if that's still happening. Milwaukee saw major storm damage last night, too, with roads shut down and people leaving the Brewers game unable to get to their cars due to flooding. The Wisconsin Builders Association is warning people to be careful who they hire for storm repairs. They say out-of-town storm chasers can show up after damage and leave homeowners with bigger problems later. The group says to use local contractors, check references, and to make sure they're insured. And Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki held a listening session in Burlington this week to hear concerns from people across the county. A couple dozen showed up to talk about housing, roads, and county services. Malicki says he wants to grow the relationship between the east and west sides of the county. Go deeper on that story online today at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-sized hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather, so far. The strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles per hour, the strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area yesterday to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed 4 other tornadoes Tuesday night. Last night, southeastern Wisconsin had more tornado warnings, more impacts that weather experts will need to investigate. Flooding has closed several highways across northeast and north-central Wisconsin, and more could shut down as rain continues. State transportation officials are urging drivers to stay alert and check road conditions before heading out. WisDOT says never drive through standing water or around barriers, and always follow detour routes. Crews are working to clear storm damage, so drivers should slow down and watch for flashing lights. And Wisconsin ranks among the top states for remote work. That's according to a new report from WalletHub. Electricity costs and access to broadband internet are credited with putting Wisconsin at the 28th best place to work remotely. The state ranked 5th in having the most cybercrime per capita. Iowa ranked at the bottom of all the states for working from home. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Concern at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers sports department facing challenges. The chancellor's leaving. The university system president has been fired. But Marcus Sedbury says there'll be no sudden changes while he serves as the Badgers interim athletic director. Head coach Luke Fickell on his boss, Chris McIntosh, leaving the program.
It's not easy to lose a friend, right? I mean, we've all been through it in the past, and so that's the difficult thing. That's the guy that you could visit with and sit down with. And not that I can't do that with Marcus, but anytime that there's things like that that are changes that people you know were in your corner, it's always a little difficult. Disappointing, whatever you want to say, but, so is life.
Baseball, the Brewers pulling out a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Manager Pat Murphy and reliever Aaron Ashby coming in to get the win, and Abner Uribe with the save.
You know, Ashby and Uribe at the end was really, really special. Uribe's tempo and energy leave no doubt that he's healthy.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few showers this morning, a little patchy fog, gradual clearing here by later this afternoon with a high today in the mid-50s. Tonight will drop to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Could catch a few scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night, and isolated severe storms possible. Tomorrow's high, 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.